Welcome, everybody, to this episode of O365A. So tonight we're going to talk about M365 and Teams usage analytics, which is a continuation from our last episode where we talked about call quality analytics and call quality data to improve and get insights into troubleshoot Microsoft Teams, PSTN, and audio calls. So this analytics for the purposes of adoption across all your M365 services is top of mind for companies looking to complete their digital transformation for hybrid work. And it's top of mind because people are starting to come into the office, but some are still working at home. So getting insight into what's happening from the adoption and usage of your M365 workloads is really important. And we have a few tools to show you today. So with that, we'll start with the M365, I think it's called Usage Analytics. It's a free Power BI dashboard that you can use to connect to your tenant and download the data and get some insights into that. So Habib, why don't you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. So I think, from a analytics perspective, Microsoft does provide some tools for you, in order to get this information out. Obviously, there's also a plethora of third-party companies that provide that type of analytics, and we had a few of those organizations on in our previous episodes as well, so you can go take a look at those there too. So we're going to dig deep and sort of into the Microsoft provided tools themselves. So as Kurt mentioned, I'm going to talk about the M365 usage and analytics and how do we get that started. So in my tenant here, we need to enable a couple of functionalities within it in order to get the data over to Power BI. So the way that we do that is by going into your M365 Admin Center and selecting the org settings. Once the org settings are selected, then in the services profile here, you can scroll down or you can just search for reports. And then when you click on report, this is the important one down here where it says make report data available to Microsoft 365 usage and analytics for Power BI, so that when you create or when we add the actual workspace and Power BI templates for this, the data will then be ingested from M365 into that there. So.
Yeah, and by default on the settings screen, if you haven't come in here, both these options are actually unchecked. And the top one's also important because basically it's hiding or it's concealing user information, so specific users, groups, and site names from these reports. So Microsoft made a change, I believe it was in 2021, where they defaulted to starting to anonymize this data within your tenant. So you do have to check this. A lot of third-party apps were also pulling this data for reports and stuff. So this was a big change to have that information kind of concealed. So make sure to check that if that data is important in your reports.
Yeah, for sure. Especially in the privacy perspective, right? Go ahead, Kurt.
Oh yeah, just to add to that. So that'll actually change all the usernames to an ugly looking number like a GUID. And that'll hold true if you pull the data from Graph, which the Admin Center reports is using, and this Power BI report will use. So instead of the actual usernames, you'll just see an ugly jumbo of numbers.
So thanks. So then once this is enabled, then next step you want to go is you want to head over to app.powerbi.com or, select it from the Office Launcher screen. And then once you're in the Power BI dashboard or the Power BI application, you want to click on Apps. And then in the upper right-hand corner here, you have a Get Apps, and that will launch the Power BI Marketplace. And as you notice here, there's a lot of third-party applications that I mentioned before. So if you just want the M365 usage and analytics, so you can just type M365 usage or usage and analytics. And then this is the one that you want here. So it's created by Microsoft Corporation, gives you sort of the overview of what it what the reports look like. And Michael is going to talk about that briefly. And then to install it, you just click on Get Now. And then it will create the Obviously, you've got to click install. Once the installation is complete, all of the data will then be imported or ingested into the workplace, and then you'll be able to start reporting on that. So I'm going to pass it on to Michael here to show us what it looks like after the application is installed and what the report and data looks like as well.
Thanks, Hap. Yeah, so when you first launch the new Power BI app, it'll actually be showing sample data. And it'll have a little banner at the top that says, like, use your own data. And make sure to click on that, because then it'll walk you through the process of setting up, like, an OAuth authentication to pull your own tenant data. Critical thing here is it does allow you to set up a schedule for refreshing the data. But if you don't access these reports after some time, that schedule actually gets disabled. And it's a little bit of a work to get that reactivated. So make sure to not put gaps in your data by consuming this often and not letting that go stale. But yeah, once the report is connected to your data, then you get a great executive summary. There's been a lot of iterations of these reports. So you want to make sure, if you've installed it over the years, that you do go into the apps and install the latest version. Some of the reports, kind of going around licensing. I think licensing is a key one as we were thinking of what features we should be licensing our users, what is the distribution of the different SKUs that we have in our tenant. Some great information. There's been some renaming of licenses in the tenant as well. So you can see I have, like, the virtual user license, which was, a valid license name until about June. And then it got renamed as the resource account. So even though the behind the scenes, the SKU is the same, the display name changed. So it had impacted my report. So you may see some of those scenarios, but definitely recommend, coming in here. It's Power BI, so you can slice and dice this data, see what your activations look like. If we look under your productivity usage, we can see, Exchange usage. I'm not sure, you should still see Skype in here, but we do have Teams and Kurt's favorite, Yammer, all in here, as well as OneDrive. And then we have our usage activity. I'm not going to jump in because I do have my user data showing, so I don't want to jump too far into some of the data in my tenant. But all this, this dashboard's available. You could share out the reports. You do need a Power BI license to activate it because it is stored in the online service. Some other things to note is there's a lot of analytics kind of across the different event centers. So there's this Power BI report that, we've talked about getting the Microsoft usage analytics. There's the productivity score in the Microsoft 365 Admin Center. There's also usage there. We also have usage reports within the Teams Admin Center. So a lot of data at the disposal of the admins. But I think it's a good segue in talking about what data can we use personally. And maybe I'll pass that over to Dino.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So as you just got a great overview of all the sort of high level tenant related data across all users, we can now have a look at what you can see for yourself personally. So enter the Analyze Your Team Usage Teams Activity Analytics Report. And here, basically, you're accessing this a few ways, but the easiest I find is just to install the Power BI app right within Microsoft Teams. You can see I'm in my Teams client. And when I'm in Power BI, it'll load the default screen you're looking at here. You'll want to go to the home page, and then under this recommended banner, scroll right over to the right, and you'll see the Analyze Your Teams Usage in here. And you can go ahead and click on that. It may ask you to install it if you've never run it before. I've previously used this application, so I've gone ahead and just clicked it, and it'll start loading some data. If you don't see data immediately show up, the refresh button is your friend. So just go ahead and click on that. And you should note that the date should be today's date when you're looking at it. So let's jump into what we can see here.
Dino, this also has that same issue. If you're not accessing these reports often, that your scheduled refresh may get disabled.
Right. Similar to the previous report, if you previously installed it, like I had a preview version of it, I actually had to uninstall the old version and then try to reinstall it. Same, you shouldn't have this happen. I believe this is the first generation of this report, but If it does go stale, you may have to go and dive into the under the covers a bit to either try to do a refresh, which is an option in Power BI, or you could just choose to remove and reinstall it. That'll do it as well. So you'll get a nice little dashboard. It's pretty clean looking. You'll have a My Activity, Team Activity, and Team Activity details. And just at a bird's eye view here, you get a view of your own personal, you know, the last 31 days in this sort of test tenant. I've had like 26 meetings, 52 one-on-one calls, one meeting organized. Summary of different of all the meetings across audio, video, and screen sharing, which is kind of neat. And then how many chat messages were sent in that time period. You can change the time frame to different periods if you want to look at, you know, what's going on in those, which is kind of neat. You can also go to team activity and then see what's going on a team by team basis. So here in this tenant, there's only a few teams, but it lets you view all the activity across the various teams here. Just more of another high level roll-up report. And then lastly is the team activity details. Another view showing, you know, active users, how many guests are in this particular team, active channels, posts, replies, mentions, and reactions. And then some level of engagement as well. So, and then they put a nice little summary in here, which is kind of great if you're producing reports for execs, so you can kind of just grab this detail here. So it gives you some sort of reading into the data a bit more. Sometimes the pictures, you know, you can interpret them a different way, but it'll kind of give you an overview there of that. So again, this data is personal to you, so it's going to appear differently for everybody based on your data. You can choose to share this data if you need to. If you're, maybe you've got a performance review and you want to indicate to your boss like how active you've been in the teams, in your team's communities. So you might want to share this with them. But otherwise this data is for you to consume only. So with that, I think I'm passing it back to Kurt to talk about maybe customizing some of these reports.
Yeah, thanks, Dino. And just a question, do we know, is this just the teams that you have access to, or just the teams that you've actively participated in? It was never quite clear to me.
It should be all the teams you're a member of.
Right.
That you've been granted, you know, access to and you're a member of. So if you're obviously not participating on them, I think there was one of the reports showed that, you know, lack of engagement, and you'd see that you had zero posts or whatever. So again, because it's personal data, it's only drawing from the teams you're a member and groups you're a member of.
Yeah. Well, like you said, though, even though it's the teams that you're a member of, there's still a lot of us in organizations are a member of a lot of teams. Right. And what I'm about to show is Microsoft ships Teams Analytics Connector, which allows you to customize the reports on this data. And it's useful. There's a number of good uses for it. You know, if you're trying to reduce, for example, the number of teams you're a member of, you can easily craft a report showing what's just not active, what's teams that have gone stale and are just no longer used, and you can remove those from your team's client, for example. But for those who want to customize these reports, you'll need Power BI Desktop. So once that's installed, what you want to do is click on the Get Data button. I've already done that. I'm trying to save some time. You can actually just weed through all the possibly hundreds of different data sources and just type Teams, and up will come the Teams Personal Analytics Beta Connector. So this connector is what Power BI will use to reach out to the cloud and download your personal Teams analytics. So once we connect to this, it'll load the data model. I've done that already to save some time. And the data model will show up in the right-hand side, and you basically get three tables here, which mimic the three reports that Dino showed. You get Teams usage, which is granular activity on the teams you're a member of. And then you also get the team's usage summary, which is high level aggregate numbers on those teams. And then lastly, you get teams user activity. So that's specific workload statistics of the users in those teams. So you can do things like, we'll start just looking at some high level summary statistics, for example. So in Power BI, we can drop, let's say we want a trend. Well, let's say we just want to see the number of active channels, for example. We can just plop a table here. Everything's date driven. It ships with the last 3 months of data. So I can do things like just drag start date. I like to convert my dates from the hierarchy to actual date time. Then I can drag the end date and convert it to date time. Then I can start doing things like show me the total number of active channels in that time span. Show me the total number of active users in that time span. Show me the total number of channel messages. And this is a test tenant with not a lot of activity, but you can see the statistics just start to appear. Power BI is really great in that, let's say I want to trend this. Right now I'm just showing the data in a table, but I can switch this to a line graph, for example. And right now it's focused on one date because it's just, you know, that's my end date and start date, but you can switch it to a time frame and actually trend this information. Likewise, what you can do is look at the team's usage. So for example, I'll just again start with the table. And you can put your date. I'll switch that to date time. And this will actually give you the full date range of the data. A really useful thing in Power BI, there's something called a slicer, and that is right here. So when you drop a slicer visualization, what that does is it'll actually give you the date range, and you can adjust whatever dates you want. That'll whittle down the date set or the data set to whatever dates you have there. So from there, again, I could put, I'll go back to my line graph. In this case, what I want to do is I want to trend the number of active users over time. So I'll put my date on the x-axis and switch that to date time. And then on the y-axis, what I'll do is I'll plot the number of active users. And Power BI is very very feature rich in terms of data analytics. So for example, I can add a trend line here with one click. And basically I'm able to trend number of active users over the last 3 months. In this case, I've whittled it down to that specific date. But if I want the full 3 months, I can just expand my slicer and you get the full date range. So what's great about Power BI, we covered this in the last session, you can now save this, publish it to the Power BI service and share it with people. So it's a great way to get analytics right at your fingertips. So that was a whirlwind tour, but any comments, guys?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you can create your own reports and then you can publish them for someone else to consume with their analytic data. So allowing people to just see, you know, are they on a lot of calls? Is their meetings trending up? Maybe they need to do like the work-life balance and maybe have no meeting Fridays or half, you know, Mondays, maybe not in the mornings or something like that. So it could get an idea of how, you know, how they're consuming Teams and how they can kind of better use it more effectively.
Yeah, and the other thing you could do, you can easily author a report showing the number of guests in a team. If the activity of the team has been stale for multiple months and there's guests outside your organization, you can share the report with the team owner, as long as you're a member, and decommission that team. So there you have it. Yeah, I think analytics is really going to play an important part as people, you know, deploy these cloud services and they're consumed more and more, and there's hybrid work going on everywhere. Being able to see what's out there, what's being used, what's not being used, I think is really important. So hopefully that was useful. Any other comments from the gallery here?
Well, all good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you on the next episode.